If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. Toxicologist Dr. Gary Ginsberg. His time to check in on the show. His website is amazing. What's Toxic.com. Shares his knowledge with you on the web and here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This week's topics, organic food shown to have less pesticide and more antioxidants. A couple of cases of Florida chikungunya. Tells us mosquitoes are carrying dangerous loads this time of year. If you're pregnant, go to the park, and should you wear pesticide-embedded clothing? Dr. Mike, what do we lead with for the top story with Dr. Ginsberg?
I like the pesticide, the pesticide-laden clothing.
Yeah, okay, hey guys. The military's been doing this for about 20 years when they're sending troops off into some godforsaken tea and mosquito and disease-ridden territory. And it does have some efficacy. All the studies I've seen show that when a mosquito or a tick lands on permethrin, is the name of the pesticide, a permethrin-embedded article of clothing, it gets stunned, its nervous system gets jolted enough so that it's not going to hang around. It may fall off or just fly away. So it's sort of like a repellent. I don't think it kills the insect, but it repels it enough. So, you know, you still have to wear something like DEET on exposed flesh. But this kind of clothing has helped in the military sector. And for a long time, it was believed that there wasn't enough skin penetration to worry about it, that it was really pretty minimal, the amount that would get it. Because it's impregnated in this clothing, why should it leave the clothing and go across another barrier, your skin? However, there have been a couple of studies. And by the way, now these kinds of clothes are being marketed. You can find them at some of the sporting goods stores for outdoorsmen. This kind of pesticide-impregnating clothing is being suggested for campers, people going out in the woods and camping, or even golfers. So this is not just for people in military uniform. And so that's why this question came into my mailbag. Somebody wanted to know, how do I do it right? I bought a can of this stuff. I want to spray my clothing, which is, I think, even going too far. If you're going to do this, you should buy it pre-impregnated. Supposedly, it holds up to about 20 washes before it loses its efficacy. And that way, you don't have to directly handle the pesticide, because I don't want to see anybody overdose themselves or their children by doing the wrong thing with a can of pesticide spray. However, that being said, even the pre-impregnated clothing has been studied now more intensely. In the last 2 years, we're seeing levels of 5 to 10 times higher pesticide levels in the body from wearing this clothing. So, and that's done professionally. You know, I think the jury is still kind of out on how much exposure and how much that means. For people who really are trying to eat organic or, you know, do the right thing in terms of low exposure to pesticides, you don't want to wear this clothing. You want to take all kinds of precautions. If you're not that worried about it and you're more worried about the ticks and the mosquitoes and you're going into really heavily laden country, you might want to consider buying or even renting the professionally pre-laced pesticide-embedded clothing. I wouldn't suggest you buy the spray can and try to do it yourself. That's too complicated, too much of a chance to either not do enough or to spray yourself instead of the clothing and not do it right. And if you do it yourself, you want to make sure the clothing has like a couple of days to dry before you put it on.
And don't do
underwear and don't do socks or anything that you're going to wear right next close to your skin.
Now, the other related story this week is from Florida, where a couple of things, mosquitoes there and other, we get them here in upstate New York. Dangerous diseases with mosquitoes this time of year. That's time of year, right? It's this time of year, right, Gary?
Right. It's a seasonal topic because the titers of West Nile virus, equine encephalitis, start rising in the mosquito populations. Here in Connecticut, we've had a couple of positive detections for West Nile virus. So that doesn't mean you should go out and take an antibiotic or something. You should just try to get bit, you should try to avoid getting bit by a mosquito. Keep the levels of standing water, stagnant water on your property down, looking for clogged rain gutters, looking for maybe an old tire that has a reservoir of water just laying there, sitting in it. A bird bath that you're not changing regularly can infest mosquitoes. So those kinds of things you want to do. You want to be smart about when you're going out in the woods. And I thought it was very interesting that this bone-breaking fever, which is common in the tropics, but not normally found in Florida. There's been two domestic cases of it in Florida. Normally when it's found in the U.S., it's people who just came back from the Caribbean or from Africa. Now they've found actually two cases where these people had no travel. And they found, so in other words, there is now a domestic supply of it in the mosquito population in Florida. It's only two cases, so it's not an outbreak, but it's worth watching. And I think that this is a sign of climate change, or just some changing in the weather. I don't know if you want to call it climate change, where the mosquito, some of the diseases are spreading north. So anyway, up here, we're not going to get chikungunya, but we are subject to West Nile virus and equine encephalitis. Hold down the mosquito populations of property. Be smart about not getting bit, especially for the little ones. A little bit of DEET can go a long way in that direction.
All right. Gary, if a woman is pregnant, you recommend she go to a park. Why?
A new study out said that if you are within, I believe it was 100 meters, which is about 300 feet, like a 100 yards, a football field, if you live, if your residence, let's say you're an urban person and you live within a football field's distance of a green space, your baby is weighs more, is healthier at birth. Than if you're like in a densely urbanized area. We don't know yet. I mean, and that study was controlled for noise pollution and air pollution, and just the fact pregnant moms having green space around them may decrease their stress level and may dilate their blood vessels more, send more blood and more good stuff across the placenta to the baby. But whatever the explanation is, green spaces are known to decrease stress in just about anyone in the population. Just when you're, it doesn't even mean you have to go to the park. It just means knowing it's there, knowing it's close by, seeing it from a distance is enough to decrease your stress load. I thought that was fascinating.
I got about a minute to fit this one in, and we got them all in. Organic food has shown to have less pesticide, more antioxidants. Can you briefly explain that?
Yeah, well, no surprise that organic food has less pesticide. You know, these days, to get organic certified, you really have to not be using any pesticides, or there can't be any pesticide residues on the land you're using from legacy pesticides. However, all the studies that I had ever taken a close look at suggested that nutritionally they were the same nutritionally as not as conventional versus organic, no difference. Well, these researchers just did a meta-analysis. They pulled together the whole body of evidence, and there are studies that suggest that antioxidant levels are higher in organic because apparently the plants not treated with the pesticide have less have to develop their own defenses, and these antioxidants help the plant fend off things if they don't have the pesticides. So apparently there are enough studies, and in this meta-analysis, on balance, the organic food had 15 to 20% more antioxidants, good stuff, than the conventional. So more to be studied on that, but I thought that was fascinating, which the corner is starting to turn on that story.
Thank you, sir. Always informative, always interesting, and always entertaining. What's toxic and what's not, every week here on the show. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, the website's phenomenal, whatstoxic.com. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. More of the top medical news stories of the week coming up after the break. There's some research that evidently supports the FDA warning about a medical device. Listen to this, a medical device that could spread cancer. You want to stick around for that. And you don't sleep much? Are you gaining weight? There could be a definitive connection there. Dr. Mike will talk more about that, too. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.